This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction took place on Saturday over the weekend. Mike Hamilton has our weekly update of what prices were like at the auction.
Well, Katie, everything seemed to be just a little bit higher. We ended up with 1,428 small squares. We had 187 bales of, I'm going to call it premium alfalfa. It was in a price range from $13.60 a bale to $16. And then we had some good alfalfa from 158 bales from $6.50 to $8.10 per bale. Ended up with 75 bales of alfalfa grass from $3.50 to $4.10. Had 590 bales of mixed grass from $3 to $4. Ended up with 260 bales of straw from $4 to $4.40. In the 3x3s, we had 280 of those. We had 95 bales of alfalfa. Then we had some lower end first crop at 36. We had some good second crop at 78. And most of the good alfalfa was in the mid-50s. Grass alfalfa, we had 66 bales of those. And we had some low quality at 20. We had some good hay at 40. Then in the mixed grass, 3x3s, we had 120 bales of those. And they was from 35 to the top of $53. Ended up with 200 brown bales. We had 38 bales of alfalfa grass mix from $34 to $35. We ended up with 120 bales of just mixed grass from $25 to $40. We had 17 bales of real good orchard grass at $37. And we had 15 bales of straw at about $35 per bale.
For more information about the auction, you can reach Mike at 618-410-4293. In national ag news, U.S. consumers used a record of nearly 2.1 billion gallons of biodiesel in 2015, according to the National Biodiesel Board. Kicking off the 2016 Biodiesel Conference and Expo in Tampa, Florida, on Monday, industry leaders released the production data compiled by the EPA. Biodiesel industry leaders said the year-end figures demonstrate biodiesel's rising popularity and its continued success as America's first and only EPA-designated advanced biofuel to reach commercial-scale production nationwide. The data shows fuel companies reported producing 2.09 billion gallons of biodiesel last year, up from 1.97 billion gallons in 2014. The National Biodiesel Board did say, however, the figures show what is called a troubling trend in which imports are flooding the U.S. market and undercutting U.S. production. Domestic production remained mostly flat, while imports jumped more than 25% in 2015 to 670 million gallons. With Washington, D.C. shut down following a massive snowstorm, the House Ag Committee canceled a hearing regarding the EPA. The House will not be in session at all this week as the Office of the Majority Leader announced over the weekend that the next votes are scheduled for February 1st. A House Agriculture Committee hearing planned for Tuesday on the impacts of the EPA's actions on the rural economy has been postponed. No new date has been announced, according to the Hagstrom Report. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy had been expected to testify at the hearing. The Senate was still supposed to be in session on Tuesday morning. We'll be back with more after these messages. If you started off the new year with the resolution to be more healthy, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Vickery, has some tips to help you stay on track. Joyce says it all starts with the most important meal of the day.
It is probably the most important meal of the day. And, of course, we're in a new year, 2016. Many people have health goals. And, actually, breakfast is probably a pretty good place to start to make sure that this year is healthier for us. And we certainly know that breakfast is probably a good chance to boost our intake of foods that oftentimes are lacking in our diets, like dairy, fruit, and whole grains. And these are all foods that pack a powerful punch of vitamins, minerals, and protein, as well as fiber. So it is good to focus in on breakfast.
Joyce says since breakfast is the first meal of the day, it's important to include a variety of foods and to consume at least 20 to 30 grams of protein.
Breakfast is really our first opportunity at nutrition, and so it's a very good idea probably to focus in on those foods that tend to be low in our diet. So dairy is a great place to start, and most people do not reach their 3 servings of dairy that we need each and every day. So making sure you have something like milk, yogurt, or cheese is awesome for breakfast. And then also, one of the other things we want to do when we have breakfast is to plan to have at least 2 to 3 of the food groups included in our breakfast. And then another thing we might want to consider is our protein intake. Recommendations are we should have about 20 to 30 grams of protein with each meal, and that does include breakfast.
If you're one of those people like me, you might struggle with eating a large meal in the morning. Joyce recommends sticking to a routine, and eventually your body will adapt.
I would say, first of all, be consistent. Your body will get used to eating breakfast at a regular time if you make sure to plan it that way. And if you do eat breakfast, it's likely that you'll find you have more energy in the morning, and it really does help you control portions throughout the day, especially with that protein in there. So you might want to start small and slow, maybe start out with a glass of milk or a cheese stick in the morning. That's a great way to start the day with at least 8 grams of protein and just kind of build on it. Another suggestion is to try having your breakfast before you do your morning coffee. Caffeine can be an appetite suppressant, so that may get in the way of your desire to eat in the morning. I will say it doesn't affect me that way. I usually start my morning with coffee, but that's another suggestion. And then something else you could do is start the day with a yogurt smoothie or milk smoothie with frozen fruit, and of course including something like Greek yogurt, which has twice the amount of protein as regular yogurt, is also something that you can aim for.
The St. Louis Dairy Council website and Facebook page both have more information about eating healthy, and Joyce says to focus on the foods and nutrients that tend to be low in your diet.
Well, certainly visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org, and also our Facebook page. Lots more information there, as well as some recipes. I would say, just as a reminder, try to get, for this year, 2016, focus in on the foods and the nutrients that tend to be low in our diet. Make sure you get your 3 servings of dairy, have plenty of fruits and veggies, and also whole grains. A great way to be healthy for this new year.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.